Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
As of today, Tim Cook has been at the helm of Apple for 5 years after taking over from the visionary Apple founder Steve Jobs. The company continues to be very profitable, although this year there was a drop in sales for the first time in a decade. For a look at Apple under Tim Cook and what the next 5 years might bring for the company, we're joined by Maggie Lake, who's host of CNN Money with Maggie Lake. She's with us from New York. Hi, Maggie.
Hi, Jeremy. Good to be here.
Well, as you look back on Tim Cook's tenure at Apple so far, what are some of the biggest successes?
Maybe that he survived. I mean, stepping into those shoes had to be one of the hardest, I think, transitions any CEO has faced, honestly. And he has stood up to it. If you're an investor, you certainly like the performance. Financials have to be right up there as part of the success. Their revenue and stock price has both doubled. Now, yes, it happened in a bull market, and you could argue that's because of the groundwork that Steve Jobs laid out. But Tim Cook has sort of taken that ball and continued to run with it and nurture the success. And I think even his critics would say, listen to customers. You know, they came out with the big phone, the Plus, which Steve Jobs had resisted for a long time. That was a great success. So he has sort of continued on, if you want to put it that way. And I think the other people credit Cook with, the thing they credit him with, is maybe being a little bit more willing to take a position. We sort of know where Apple stands a little bit more. They took that hard stance with the government when it came to accessing user information in San Bernardino. He's been public about, you know, gay rights. So maybe a little bit more open than the famously secretive Steve Jobs.
Well, and I remember speaking to somebody before Tim Cook took over who said, you know, he doesn't see around corners the way that Steve Jobs does. He's a guy that really makes the trains run on time. But is it fair to say that innovation has slowed at Apple, or is that not fair?
I'm not sure about that. I mean, listen, could anybody be another Steve Jobs? I think we all agree that that was sort of a once-in-a-lifetime, certainly visionary when it came to the company, but no company's one person, and a lot of people would argue there are still a lot of innovative people at Apple. I think what's happening is that there's a transition in general in the world of tech where we're moving away from hardware, and that being what it's all about, into a time when it's going to end up being about services, about data, about artificial intelligence. And I think everyone's sort of rushing, putting a lot of money into research and development, and we're just beginning to see what that's going to look like. And I'm not sure that we can rule Apple out. Are they the clear leaders? No, they're not. It's kind of an open field, and there's a lot of competition. But I think that this time of Apple's coinciding with the time of change for technology. So I think the jury's still out when it comes to innovation there.
But even as Apple has all this competition, it also has traditionally been ahead of the curve in putting out products that everybody has to copy.
Yeah.
In this case, we're waiting for the iPhone 7 in September, right? Is that likely to be a big hit, or do we know at this point?
I don't know if we're going to continue to get excited about the actual hardware. I mean, listen, maybe we are. They're talking about having no jack for the headphones. I mean, to me, this is sort of, you know, I'm gonna use it when it can no longer work with every. That's when I'm gonna replace mine. And if I have to buy more stuff like pricey wireless earbuds, I'm not gonna be happy about that. The camera improving, yes, I think the next big hit is gonna be when somebody has a service that you just can't live without. There have been little hints of this. You know, there was a lot of critics really like Apple Pay, but it hasn't been widely adopted yet. But no digital wallet has. You know, we're not quite there where everybody feels they have to have something in someone's ecosystem. That's what we're waiting for now, I think.
Maggie Lake, host of CNN Money with Maggie Lake. Thanks so much.
Thanks.